This is CliffCentral.com.
Ah, yes. It is getting a bit warmer. It's definitely warmer. Like, I'm sitting here in a t-shirt now. That hasn't happened for a while, yeah, right?
Yesterday and today are basically summer.
Well,
in Joburg, let's just be
don't
clear.
Don't count your chickens, because you know what August is like. August is like a vicious ex. She comes back when you least expect it and then ruins your day.
August.
That no, bitch. It's true. She's an absolute bitch from hell. You got to be very careful of August. Or as I call her, August.
August.
August. All right. What do we want to go into first this morning?
Well,
there's lots of stuff to cover. Where do you want to start?
I
hit me with your best shot. Go on, Leanne.
Have you heard of little creatures called tardigrades?
Yes. Oh, I love these things.
I just took a squiz at your laptop screen, Leanne, and I don't know where the story's
so
going.
Cute.
They are not cute. They are frighteningly primitive and extremely hardy.
Very hardy.
A tardigrade can basically, I mean, what a name as well. You know,
it starts with the word, with the syllable tard.
Exactly.
Well, the best way to explain what I'm seeing.
Yeah, just describe it to everybody.
What should be the head of this four-legged creature basically looks like an asshole.
It looks like an anus. It's got,
it really
it's got eight,
does.
Eight legs.
Oh, does it have eight?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then three fingers on each.
Mm-hmm. A bulky body.
It looks like a hedgehog that's half curled up, but without the spikes.
Yes.
Anyway.
Asshole for a head.
a little oopsie here by an Israeli lunar lander.
Uh-oh.
It crashed onto the moon, and it has spilled these tardigrades all over the moon.
They'll probably take over.
Well, they're going to, they're the most hardy animal. They can survive for years without food or water.
That's right.
Oh, no. Do they say, Houston, we have a problem?
Well, it was the Israeli Aerospace Industries Mission Control.
Hello.
Houston,
sent out, we've spilled this on the surface of the moon. It is very bad.
They sent it via Bereshit, its lunar lander.
Right.
Which was about to become the first private spacecraft to land on the moon.
Okay.
And everyone was watching on screens.
By the way, let's give some credit. Good for the Israelis.
Yeah. Everyone was watching on screens, and all of a sudden, everyone's face has just dropped because this thing crashed.
No, but what's the problem? I mean, listen, if the tardigrades take over the moon, at least there'll be someone on the moon. So as a kid, I was always very disappointed to hear that there was no one on the moon.
Maybe the moon's quite happy to have them.
Yeah, I mean, the moon's got no life on it at all, right?
But here's the sad part, is that the spacecraft was also carrying the Foundation's first lunar library, which is a DVD-sized archive containing 30 million pages of information. It was carrying human DNA samples.
Uh-oh, the tardigrades get hold of that, we're in trouble.
Yeah, and it also had thousands of these tardigrades, or water bears, that can survive pretty much in any environment.
Do yourself a favor today. Google tardigrade and then make it your screensaver.
I don't know about the screensaver part.
They're quite cute, I think.
Well, if you like assholes.
In a weird way.
I wonder what's on those DVDs. Because I know, I'm assuming they take all of these up to
probably
possibly
just loads
form
of data.
Different.
It's probably the whole of you porn.
What is the best of our society to showcase to
U-porn? So someone thought, well, what we need here is some U-porn.
And tardigrades.
Yeah,
doing porn.
Right.
That's the best of
fantastic.
Us.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Meanwhile, NASA has worked out how to make food out of thin air.
Oh, yes?
And it could feed billions.
How do we make food out of thin air?
Well,
help me.
It's got three ingredients.
Water.
Well, yes, carbon dioxide.
Right.
Okay, so water, carbon dioxide, and nutrients and vitamins.
Nutrients.
And it makes something through a bioprocess called solene.
Yeah?
Using renewable electricity.
But what's it going to taste like?
It creates a protein.
Okay.
Which looks like a flour.
Okay.
Which tastes like wheat. So it can be used in so many things, but it's protein rich.
Yeah, so far I'm not really convinced. Can you give me more?
Okay, it's a high protein, flour-like ingredient. contains 50% protein,
all right,
5 to 10% fat.
I get that you're very big on this protein thing. You keep bringing it up.
And 20 to 25% carbs.
You ever eaten just plain protein? Like those protein powders? It's disgusting.
Yeah, but this apparently tastes like wheat flour, and it can be used as an ingredient in a wide variety of food products.
Ay, ay, ay.
So it'll be protein shakes, yogurts, and then even beyond that, they're looking to make them into burgers and things like that. So if you look at the yes, charts and
so far you're not really inspiring me, but okay.
I think it's fantastic.
Look, I like the idea of making food out of thin air. I like the idea of printing meat. I would eat that.
Mm.
I don't mind. Imagine they could make a nice Wagyu steak out of like a 3D printer. I think that's great. Then no animal has to die. I'll eat it. I'm very open-minded about this stuff, Leanne. But
it can also be created indoors. It doesn't even need – there's like zero agricultural footprint.
Yeah, but Leanne, come on. I mean, like, you know.
I don't see the problem. I'm excited about this.
Sounds like powdery. It doesn't – it's not very appetizing. If they want
people – neither is plain flour.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no one eats handfuls of plain flour.
No, but it gets made into things.
Have you been eating flour again?
I may have mistaken it for something else on my countertop once.
Your nose was blocked for a week.
Yeah. My boogers looked like loaves of bread.
Oh.
No, I think it's very exciting, and it's all set to all right, be on our shelves,
you know,
in
what?
2021.
Fine, I'll take it back. You're onto something here. Good. And you know what? Frankly, if we can save the planet by printing food and by making food out of thin air, good. Let's do it. It's all part of this upward curve of humanity that I was talking about earlier. Progress.
Like it.
Yes. Get to the point where everyone has food. Everyone has a jab. Everyone has
lots of jabs.
Lots of jabs. We have got so many jabs. Tremendous numbers of jabs.
So we were speaking earlier about the shootings. What's quite harrowing, really, is that less than a month before these two latest shootings, another mass shooting was stopped by the man's grandmother.
Well, you know what I've always said? Grannies are totally reliable. Grandmas are the most sensible people to handle guns. They're the most sensible people to handle cash in transit. They're the most sensible people to keep an eye on their grandchildren. Grannies are very good at this stuff. We should definitely start like an old people's like military service.
And also, oftentimes parents can tell a kid something and they won't listen, but they may listen to their grandparents.
They will listen to their grandparents.
Yeah.
People are scared of their grands.
William Patrick Williams.
Right.
He's 19 years old, from Texas.
His name is William Patrick Williams.
I actually like that.
He was arrested by
William Williams
by the FBI.
Why is it bad people always have three names? Lee Harvey Oswald, Mark David Chapman, William someone Williams.
I was trying to add to that example, but all I could think of was Neil Patrick Harris and Catherine Zeta-Jones. That doesn't count.
Look at how evil they are. Oh. Exactly.
You know, those Broadway songs, those.
Jesus. So someone has to go to jail for that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey.
So anyway, he boarded himself up in a hotel room. He had bought loads of ammunition, and he was plotting this mass shooting. His grandmother got wind of this and persuaded him to visit a mental hospital.
Are you sure his grandmother didn't just get wind? Because that happens to old people a lot, too.
Oh, maybe she got wind of it.
I've got a bit of wind.
So, he went to get treatment, and then she got him arrested.
Huh. Good. I like that. You see, grandma's also ruthless. Like if you got a badly behaved grandson, grandmother will send a call the police and send him straight to jail.
Yeah,
parents won't do that. Parents are like, "Oh, it's my son, I love him." Please, good for
grandmothers,
you, Gran.
Can be tough.
Good for her.
Then I loved this. In one chart,
yes,
it shows why video games are not causing America's gun problem.
Thank you.
Oh,
let's see the chart.
It shows the number of sales in countries around the world of video games, and it shows the number of mass shootings or shootings in each of those countries.
So let me go through it here. Just point that in my direction. So South Korea, most video games sold, right, in 2019. Mm-hmm. Tiny, tiny proportion. Not even one violent gun death per 100,000 people in 2017. Not even one. Mm. Then China, next biggest country for video games, especially video games with guns.
Yeah.
Per person estimate for 2019 video game revenue, China is huge. It's like $125 million in video games. Guess how many deaths? Less than one per 100,000 people. USA, they've sold over $100 million in games with guns in them.
Mm-hmm.
Violent gun deaths per 100,000 people in 2017 is 4.5. Doesn't even sound like that many. Per 100,000 people.
Mm.
See? But everyone's going to tell you this is, you know, it's because of these violent video games. That's what all the mums used to say. It's the violent video games. If my children just don't play violent video games, they'll grow up to be peace-loving.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
We spoke to someone recently in gaming who had to...
Yeah, there's no correlation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, let's throw this into the mix as well, because it seems mental illness also might not be to blame for things like mass shootings.
So what could it be? What could it be?
I don't know. But here's a professor in psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Duke University School of Medicine. Try saying that twice.
Yes.
Jeffrey Swanson actually says it's tempting to try and find one solution and point the finger at that. The fact that someone would go out and massacre a bunch of strangers, that's not the act of a healthy mind. But that doesn't mean they have mental illness. Jeffrey is...
Choose your words.
No, I wanted to refer to him by his title, Professor Jeffrey, there. Okay. Professor Jeffrey is actually speaking out after looking at the 2018 numbers, the reports of active shooters, and this is what the FBI has been finding. 25% of active shooters have been diagnosed with mental illness. And
25%.
Only 25%.
Still a quarter of them. That's a lot.
In 2018. And of those diagnosed, only 3 shooters had been diagnosed with a psychotic disorder.
Huh.
If you look at the 2015 numbers and studies that examined 235 people who committed or tried to commit mass killings, only 22% could be considered mentally ill.
Okay. So what do we, how do we account for the rest?
Well,
come on,
know.
Sia. Don't throw something like that at us and not have a solution.
Well, I found it very stunning, actually, and shocking to find this out. You know, because I think it's very quick and simple for us to say, oh, you know, who does that? They must have some sort of mental illness. Mm-hmm. Looking at this, it's not the case. Looking at the data differently, almost 5% of the U.S. population suffers from a serious mental illness.
Wow.
Yeah, a study that was done found that the large majority of people with mental disorders actually don't engage in violence against others, and that the most violent behavior is due to factors other than mental illness. So not due to gaming and also not due to mental illness.
Yeah.
So what is it due to? Just being...
bored?
A shit.
Just people being horrible.
Just horrible people.
That's all it is.
Okay.
Bad upbringings.
Yeah. Bad upbringings and access to a weapon.
Well, you talk about upbringings and
IQ.
Here's Singapore trying to change how they're raising their children. Are you ready to roll your eyes at this one?
Well, Singapore is a smart place. This is probably going to be good. Come on, Sia, don't let us down.
Singapore is now scrapping school exam rankings.
Oh, because it puts pressure on
the kids.
They're
saying learning is not a competition. So this Singapore's education minister, I'm going to butcher his name so I won't even try, is saying that they're making huge changes to the current education system to show students that learning is not a competition. So under this new system, schoolgoers will now be graded according to broad achievement bands. Report cards will no longer be distributed or include a student's position in relation to class. They won't include failing marks, and they won't include subject grades either.
Huh.
I don't know about this.
Well,
they say this is part of a larger move away from this overemphasis on grades.
Do you agree, though, that learning isn't a competition?
I just think that this whole concept is wrong, because when you get into the workplace, you are graded.
And you are in competition.
It's all about the amount of sales you've made.
I mean, to get the job, people are going to look through the candidates and they want to know who the best is. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Mm.
You can't get away from this.
You need to be prepared for that.
On a fluffy level, I hear what they're saying, but this is not a good move in the long run. So the official statement said by the education minister is, I know that coming in first or second in class or the level has traditionally been a good and proud recognition of a student's achievement, but removing these indicators is for good reason, so that the child understands from young that learning is not a competition, but a self-discipline they need to master for life. I don't know. They say they'll continue to gather pupils' learnings through discussions or homework or quizzes, but other than that, there won't be any specific figures or rankings achieved.
I'm sorry. It is a competition.
It is.
Yeah, and the reason people go to school is so that we can figure out if they're smart or not, and because they have to learn. It's a combination of both. And as someone who gets a lot of CVs every week from people who want jobs, I can tell you right now, I might not look at the qualifications, I might not look at the marks, but if there aren't any, it sticks out.
I'm trying to understand how that would roll out practically. So someone's CV will write, he tried.
Yeah, what do you say? What do you what's in the report card? Like, he's a nice person.
Yeah, there's just nothing to base it on.
All I need to do if I want to find out if you're a nice person is ask your gran whether she's had you arrested or not.
Yeah, she'll ask the grand. She'll lay it out.
Be like, no, he's a shithead. He's a horrible child.
Leanne has tried her best this year. Yeah. That's what matters.
Right.
That is the most important thing.
Leanne has a lovely disposition, and she's nice to homeless people.
She shares her sandwiches with her friends.
Yes.
And that is exactly why you should trust
Leanne
her
has
to
stopped
operate
shitting.
On people.
Leanne has stopped shitting on her bedroom floor.
She stopped wiping the walls.
Yeah, with her feces. This is a great thing. You know what? I've wanted to hire her for a long time. This is what's convinced me. Done.
Leanne term has managed to lick her elbow.
Yeah. Leanne has tried really hard to get out of bed in the morning and not cry.
Yeah.
And therefore, you should hire her as your next CEO. Oh, sold.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
See, this is why I always use the example of, like, how will we have functioning doctors like this? Would you trust your doctor?
Not a chance. I want to know my doctor is a genius. I want to know that my doctor is 10 times cleverer than me, that they qualified at a respectable university, that they know what they're doing. They're about to operate on my insides or something. I am not taking the chance that this doctor got some flowery qualification from some feel-good university who didn't want to hurt their feelings by making them compete with the other doctors. Screw that. I want the cleverest doctor and
I'll
pay for them.
Yes.
Right? Wow. If I have some kind of a disgusting abscess or something, I want to go to someone who knows what they're doing.
Not someone who just has self-discipline.
Or who was allowed to choose which toys they wanted to play with
instead
of doing their homework.
Oh, do me a favor. Get out of here.
Yeah, no, it's not helping. Singapore, I hope this is a trend the rest of the world doesn't adopt.
I thought Singapore was a smart place.
That's how you started this conversation. Are you taking it back now?
They got a lot to prove. Singapore, start again. All right, what else is going on?
I found out how Saoirse Kennedy died.
Who?
That's the Kennedy who just died in
Kennedy
the house.
Day.
Oh, see how quickly I move on?
No,
How do you spell her name?
It's Saoirse, almost like, I think identical to Saoirse Ronan, the actress. It's an Irish word. So it's spelled S-A-O-I-R-S-E.
S-A-O.
I.
Sawa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pronounced Saoirse.
But you would, if you read it like that,
it would be Saoirse.
Are you sure it's not Saoirse?
No, it's Saoirse.
I like Saoirse. You know, Saoirse, girl, listen, I'll be telling you.
Saoirse is down at the, she had her hair done.
As Saoirse Ronan, the actress, will.
But you know, so, wait, where's my.
My name is Saoirse, I'll be a Kennedy girl.
Hello. This thing not working.
Saoirse, girl, you got some minutes?
Hello?
Oh, it's service.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, this is Saoirse.
Do you not mean Saoirse?
What y'all want? I'm having my hair and my nail did.
Are you sure it's not pronounced Saoirse?
No, my name is Tyrese, bitch.
Okay, girl.
But we were told by Saoirse Ronan that it rhymes with...
Who are you talking to, white girl?
It rhymes with inertia, like Saoirse.
I told you 100 times. Were you stupid or something?
How do you spell your name, Saoirse?
Tyrese, S-A-O-R-I-S-E. Tyrese.
Okay.
So the same way as Saoirse.
There's no such thing as Saoirse. You better stop with your bullshit. Tyrese is what you say it is.
You're going to be sorry.
Sorry.
I'm going to be stereotypical now. Go have some fried chicken.
And some watermelon.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Let's have watermelon.
Sorry's related to, like, sweet aid or something.
So, folks, it was an overdose that killed
shame.
Her.
That's horrible.
She went out partying.
Oh, okay. Apparently, so maybe it's not so horrible. If you're going to go, right?
Yeah. She had dinner with her grandmother, Ethel Kennedy, the 91-year-old family matriarch. After finishing an essay for school, she then watched the second night of the latest round of Democratic presidential debates.
And then took a shitload of heroin.
They went out on the town, sang karaoke.
Yeah.
She did get back home.
What song did she sing?
I don't know. That I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Why?
She watched the sunrise in the morning.
Leanne should know these things. Huh?
She was about to go swimming near the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes.
Hopefully in it.
Yes.
And she was found in bed that morning at 6:30. And she had passed away of an overdose, a possible overdose.
Possible.
The death is pending a toxicology report, but that's what is presumed.
Well, I call BS on this.
Why, Sia? I mean, it sounds like a very justifiable Kennedy death.
I think this is the family now trying to retain her dignity.
By saying she had overdosed on drugs.
Well,
all the stuff that he I know what he's talking about.
They aren't admitting or focusing on the overdose.
They're saying
so now
she went for a walk in the Atlantic. She watched the Democratic primary.
So she was very smart. Involved.
Like a heroin addict gives a shit about who wins the Democratic primary. She's not interested. They're saying that because she's a Kennedy and they're embarrassed.
Exactly.
Good point, Sia. You know what? You're right.
You know, in their statement from the family, they're saying she was involved with human rights and women's empowerment causes.
Yeah, sure.
She also volunteered to help build schools in Mexico. Her life was filled with hope, promise, and love.
You know what she also volunteered for? A needle in her arm.
I want my family to be so honest when I'm dead. Actually, I want...
What do you want?
I want someone who hates me to write my obituary. Like, oh, I'll get the bitch is gone. Where's Gugu?
He'll do it.
I want to find out what he'd write in my obituary.
Well, she pushed past the family and the family's PR groups because she became open about her battle with depression 3 years ago.
Everyone's open about their battle with depression these days. That's not a big deal.
So the family can't cover anything.
You walk into the pharmacy or you go and sit down in the queue at Home Affairs and someone comes up to you and goes, I'm so depressed. Let me tell you what I'm on. You're like, for the love of God, I don't need to hear. I hardly know you. I don't want to hear about your depression. Have you noticed this? People are so forthcoming. I blame Oprah. Oprah started this shit. She said to everybody, come and sit here and tell Oprah your story.
Are you talking about my mother like this?
Yeah, but she did. And then, and what happened? All these Hollywood
stars. We ran on.
You know what we used to
run on? Yes, run on.
So don't get distracted by Oprah. I shouldn't have brought her up. All these Hollywood celebrities, we used to think they had great lives. You'd hear occasionally about like a Carrie Fisher who'd spun out of control or whatever. River Phoenix, you know, died in a very obvious public way. But mostly we thought, you know, these celebrities have good lives. And they do. Then Oprah started getting them to tell their stories of how they're all actually depressed and miserable, just like the rest of us. And suddenly they weren't stars anymore.
But then what do you want? Because you often call out a lot of people for being fake.
I want some fake.
Okay, you want to take back.
You're allowed to waver your opinion. Well, so today you prefer fake.
I sound inconsistent, don't I?
Yes,
then
you
Tony
do.
Blair must be your BFF now.
Oh, Jesus.
You bring him up all the time.
You know what? Let's just pause the podcast at this stage.
Okay.
We're going to take a moment to just...
Bit.
Yeah, I'm going to delete the last little bit and then we'll come back. I haven't made up my mind clearly on this front.
Tomorrow will be a different opinion. Yeah. But I have the full list of how... some of the famous Kennedys have died.
Oh, okay, let's go through it. I love this. Yes, I can tell you some of these stories.
Sour Reese, well, Leanne, you've brought that up now.
Sour Reese.
Sorry, I'm not calling her Saoirse.
What's her real name? Soiree. What?
Saoirse rhymes with inertia.
Okay.
Saoirse Kennedy Hill.
I'm not going to remember it, but okay.
We'll remember Sour Reese.
All right, let's take a walk back into the past with the brilliant Kennedy family.
Oh no, here he comes.
Good morning. I am Uncle Ted Kennedy. I've been the patriarch of the family since my brothers were killed. Both of them were shot by lunatics.
Mm-hmm.
And hello, there, Ted.
Hi, Leanne, cousin Leanne. I have been in heaven now for some time since I had my paralytic stroke and a brain cancer. And I was the longest surviving Kennedy brother of that generation. Yes, what? I had many lovely affairs with hot broads like Marilyn Monroe. Oh, no, wait, that was my brother's.
Yes, yes.
But I had sex with a beautiful girl called Mary Jo Kopechne.
Mm-hmm.
We drove really fast and drunk, and I drove over a bridge.
Yes, that's
this
right.
This is 50 years ago, Uncle
and,
Ted.
I still feel, actually, I don't feel so bad about it, because I kind of got away with it.
But she was only 28 years old at the time.
That's right. She was fine, but I couldn't pull the door of the car open and save her, so I let her drown, and then I just went to sleep, and the next morning sorted it out. Yes, very, very good.
God bless America.
I didn't go to jail.
Sure, lucky.
Nothing happened to me.
Mm.
Anyway, tell us about the other brothers and the other people in the Kennedy family who are dead.
Well, you've already mentioned your two relatives. This is Cyrus's grandfather, like his brother,
right.
President John F. Kennedy. They were both assassinated.
Yes, Bobby and John F. Kennedy were assassinated. But the elder brother, whose name was Joseph mm-hmm. Kennedy, Joseph P. Kennedy, he was in the Navy.
In the Navy.
Yes, but not like when you dress up. He was actually in the Navy. And he was on a battle cruiser.
He put me down and so nicely these days.
The Germans bombed him while he was on the bog.
How undignified.
What a horrible way to go.
So he
couldn't
died.
Have waited
the,
a bit.
He was the eldest brother. He was meant to be the president. Then the next brother down was John. John.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, they called him. You know, his name is John, but they called him Jack.
Very confusing.
He married Jackie. They had Carolyn and John.
Mm-hmm. Then there's also
like
a David Kennedy. This is Saurice's uncle.
Yes.
Now, David Kennedy died of a cocaine overdose
sure.
in Florida in a hotel room.
Hookers and blow.
Back in 1984.
Right.
Then there was Saurice's other uncle.
I'm telling you, this kid had no chance. Like, what chance did she have of being normal and well-balanced?
We aren't laughing. It's so sad.
Okay, well,
we are
kind of laughing.
I am kind of laughing. Saurice's other uncle, Michael. Michael Kennedy was killed back in 1997.
Isn't
when
he the one who he skied into a tree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Ooh, what another way to go. Bad, bad way to go.
Yeah.
Then JFK's son, John F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, he flew a plane over Nantucket and into the sea with his girlfriend, Carolyn Bessette.
He's perfect.
And well, his wife.
Wife.
And the wife's sister were also on board that plane. And
that's
they died in 1999.
Caroline Bessette and Lauren, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Both dead.
Well,
they never, I don't think. Did they find the bodies? I can't even remember.
No, they still haven't.
Oy, oy, oy.
Mm. What if they're living it up somewhere?
No, Sia.
No, they're a Kennedy.
Am I being insensitive?
Okay. They're a Kennedy. They definitely did.
Hi, guys.
All right. Any others that you want to throw in?
That's all.
You didn't throw in Rosemary?
She's the one who was the inspiration behind what games?
The Special Olympics.
That one.
Yeah, a horrible story, though. Basically, the father.
Please don't say what she was doing at the dinner table.
Well, you want to know?
No.
Now people are going to want to know. You see what you've done? She used to masturbate furiously.
You see, you enjoy this point of the story.
She was mildly
so
retarded.
Much.
She was mildly retarded, and she was masturbating at the dinner party. And the father was getting embarrassed because he was ambassador to London, and they, you know, you couldn't have this. Rosemary touching herself under the table and everything. It would have been a disaster. So he sent her off to the hospital with this doctor who was trying, at that stage, a revolutionary new technique. I'm not making this up. You could look it up.
Mm.
And this revolutionary new technique was called?
Lobotomy?
Correct. Horrible thing where they actually sever the nerves between the frontal cortex and the rest of the brain. So you just basically, you're just numb. You don't react. You sit there. You're alive, but nothing happens.
Mm-mm.
You're disconnected, basically. They pull out the plugs.
Look, we all have our good and bad and our ups and downs as humans, but the Kennedys really are the epitome as well of spinning things old school style.
Yeah.
I mean, from their daughter doing that, they were hiding the shame of it. So they're like, how can we spin this in our favor? I know, let's just create the whole Special Olympics. No?
Well,
cover up all of the drugs.
Sure.
Cover up all those scandals.
Again, good PR.
Shall we get Suzelle DIY?
Yes.
I spent a bit of time with Suzelle yesterday. I was on her show on Comedy Central, which I'll tell you about in a moment. If you don't already know, she has taught us everything. How to make a nifty load shedding survival kit. How to make a nifty load. Yes,
shedding survival.
How to make a braai pie in her YouTube video series. She's a Macy who hails from Somerset West in South Africa. She describes. Sorry, I had a bit of gas there.
Ooh,
she describes meeting her best friend Marianne at the tuck shop in the line as one of her most vivid childhood memories.
Wow.
Marianne got a hot dog and she got a packet of knickknacks, in case you were wondering. She's South Africa's very own online star and DIY queen and the host of season 3 of Most Ridiculous. That's right. It's on Comedy Central Africa. It's Suzelle DIY. Look at you. Grab a seat. Make yourself comfortable. Aren't you looking
good? Hello, everybody.
Oh. You know, I just go to that shelf there and show Suzelle what we've got from her last visit.
Let's describe Suzelle's ensemble for today.
Yes, please.
Great, do
Leanne,
it.
Leanne,
she's wearing a beautiful green floral ensemble lovely hair. She has.
Yes, beautiful.
Her earrings are the letter S for Suzelle.
S for Suzelle.
In blue.
Yes.
She has a beautiful necklace on in gold and green beads.
It's quite corally, isn't
it? And then a corally one at the top.
Yeah.
Yes.
A matching jersey in the green.
Yeah.
Oh, a beautiful gingham, navy and white dress.
It's such a stunning description.
With a belt.
Thank you. Silver belt. Yeah. Stretchy.
Suzelle, I'm in awe. I really am in awe.
You know, I'm in awe.
Oh,
because I love coming here, guys. I feel very special and I feel very honored.
You're wearing the most brilliant earrings with an S in them for Suzelle.
Mm. I know. Isn't it nice?
Only
and it matches my dress.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. What a work of art you are. Oh. Listen, I had fun with you yesterday on your show. It's kind of a bizarre show. I did leave going, I'm not sure what I took part in here.
What is it? Is that what you were saying in your mind?
I went, what is it, the whole way home?
Is it?
Yeah, is it? It is.
But we had fun, eh, Gareth?
We did have fun. We talked a lot of crap.
We did. We watched funny videos. We had a lull.
Yeah. Suzelle makes you watch these videos and then you comment on the videos.
Yeah.
And then they somehow, I mean, this is the genius of Comedy Central Africa. They turn that into a show. I mean, it sounds like absolute shit when you see it on paper. But
it isn't, Gareth.
It works.
Well, the show is called Most Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. You do feel a bit ridiculous.
Now, we haven't seen Marianne for a long time.
Shame. She's very busy, I get it.
She all right?
She's fine.
Okay.
She's at home. She's at Cape Town. She's got a day job. So shame. She can't come to this kind of thing. Although she would love to meet you, Gareth. She told me.
Yeah. I've often wondered, and I even asked you on the show yesterday, you only really talk about Marianne. You don't talk about your family. You don't talk about your other friends. Is it really, it's just the two of you?
No, we are very popular.
You are. Gareth, I've introduced her to the world.
Lots of friends.
Yes.
I even have celebrity friends now. So
who are your celebrity friends?
So many. I've got so many celebrity friends. For example, Gareth Cliff.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
He did say
yesterday that we were BFFs forever.
I said I would even, on the next trip I take to New York, if she can come.
Oh, wow.
I'm coming with.
Around.
As friends only.
Great.
But we're going to go in a carriage in Central Park.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a Broadway show.
No.
He doesn't want to. He hates shows.
I'll wait outside in the street and talk to the hookers while you're in the show.
Oh, no, Gareth. You won't do that. Not on our trip, Gareth.
I prefer that to going to a Broadway show, but that's just
shame.
Me.
It's okay.
You're a good friend. Already like bringing him back to line.
You have to do that with your friends, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't just let them loose and do stupid things.
Otherwise they do, they'll embarrass you.
They will.
Yeah.
And
so, Suzelle, you've become a major success since you started doing those DIY videos.
Yeah,
it's just amazing how well you've done and how many people love you and they just can't wait to hear more from you. Are you still doing some DIY?
Oh, yes, Gareth. DIY is a part of me. Don't laugh. What's making you laugh, Sia? Share it with us.
Yes, tell us, Sia.
My earring.
It's just all a lot. A he's lovely not lot, Suzelle.
He's
I
not
love
coping. It. Is
it? Sia is really cuck at DIY.
Are you, Sia?
DIY means destroy it yourself, in my books.
No, you're not going to destroy it, Sia.
Don't
you just
me
have
a
to
glue
deep,
gun.
Go deep within. Yes. Find the creativity and you can do it. And you know what my motto is in life?
What is it?
Anybody can. DIY, like a question.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody can, so you can, Sia.
DIY?
And don't be scared of glue guns. Because they're brilliant tools.
It's an amazing thing. You stick the glue stick in the back.
And it melts it.
It melts it and you can stick wires to the walls. Yep. All
it's brilliant.
You taught me some of this.
I know.
I like DIY.
Is it good? Gareth?
I fix light fittings and I plug. I can. The other day I had to fix a plug here because Jane, who takes care of our offices, Jane, there was an explosion.
Oh,
big,
no.
Yes.
Blinding white light and the vacuum cleaner went.
Oh, no.
And then I walked the opposite direction.
Yeah. So I said to Jane, don't panic.
Did you fix it, Gareth?
What you do. Let me help you here because obviously this is the only thing that I'm now going to boast about doing in the last while. You strip the wires.
Brilliant.
You've got a brown one, which is live.
I nearly said earth.
Oh, I've got a good trick for this just by the way.
A blue one, which is neutral. And you've got a green or yellow one, which is earth. And then what you do is the earth one goes in the middle. The live one goes to the right. And the neutral one goes to the left or the other way around. It really doesn't matter.
I can never remember that.
No. Can I tell you how to remember that? Can I give you a DIY trick? Okay, I've done a video for this, so I can click it if you like it.
Yes.
BR for brown, the brown wire.
Yes.
Also stands for bottom right.
There we go.
Okay. Wait for it. BL, blue.
Yes.
Also stands for bottom left.
Oh.
Mind blown.
Unbelievable.
So there we go, Gareth.
That is.
Now I can change your plug, my darling. Do it.
Bottom left, blue. Bottom right,
brown. Excellent.
Fantastic.
There we go, guys.
I genuinely learned
something.
Do
you get a lot of mail and questions from people? They ask you to help them solve problems, not just DIY problems, but even personal problems.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, people say that they've got trouble in their marriage.
Sometimes. Yeah. Look, I'm not married, Gareth, so maybe I'm not the
not
best
married?
Expert. Because I don't know.
You're so beautiful. And you're so,
Gareth?
Yes.
Do you know what I think? I think people are intimidated because I'm very creative.
Do you want to get married?
Very. Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's going to happen. I've made a whole Pinterest board.
Mm.
And it's going to be stunning.
What's on your Pinterest board? I'm curious. Can
it's
you
a
share
lot of DIY
different
decor, which I'm going to do myself to save money and also use my creativity for my own wedding.
What an amazing wife you'd be because a lot of husbands are forced to do the DIY stuff around the house. If this guy, whoever he might be, your dream man, your Prince Charming, if he found you, he would never have to do DIY.
He won't have to. But you know what? I would like it if he did also. We can do it together.
Yes.
As a creative project. Isn't that nice in a marriage?
A bonding experience.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, he can make all of the shelves to house your projects.
Yes, or I can decorate the shelf.
Yes,
that's right.
I can put the nice things on it, paint it, decoupage it, that kind of thing.
Do you love to go to these DIY shops where they sell drills and hammers wood
and Gareth, I love it.
Panel pins and
maybe I'm
going to
meet my husband there.
You could, or you could meet a lot of lesbians there. That's usually what happens.
Probably.
Yeah, it's quite a lot, especially end of the month.
But all kinds of people, Gareth.
Wearing
don't
those
just,
shoes with a
don't just
very
throw
high
in,
platform.
Don't just throw that
no,
in
no,
the
no.
mix.
No,
all kinds of people like DIY.
Yeah. Mm. No, no, sure. I just always thought that it would, you know, if you've got that crowd coming anyway, you may as well make them feel at home.
Right.
Like play a lot of, you know, Melissa Etheridge music and that kind of thing.
Maybe.
So that the lesbians at least feel like they're there and people appreciate
what
them.
About the guys? What about the straight women?
I hear you, but there are fewer of those than there are. I've been to Builder's Warehouse.
How many times?
quite a lot.
And you get a Boerewors rail outside.
What you get is in the way of the lesbians. They're buying packets of cement.
call your friend to order again, please, Cizal.
I think I'm gonna
call him to order.
I'm gonna.
I mean, what is come on, saying this Gareth. Morning?
Gardening tools.
I don't know, Gareth. Jesus. I think you're very tired because it's early in the morning and you don't know what you're saying now.
All right, I'll take you. Know what?
You need some coffee.
Right. I do need you in my life.
Have a coffee, Gareth.
So who such is your a good friend? You brought a whole team here with you. You've got like
this is the stunning Comedy Central team. I love these guys.
You have a makeup woman. You have a hair woman.
I don't.
You have a PR woman.
Entourage.
He's lying, hey? He's making me sound like a big star.
Look,
and I'm
there
not.
Like five people outside.
This is the stunning. This is the Comedy Central team, guys. I love these guys. They're like my
Charlize
family.
When Charlize came, she didn't have this many people. Mm.
Did Charlize come here, Gareth?
Yes.
She didn't.
Oh,
is he lying?
No, this is very
what?
Serious. Yeah. I did hear this is someone who you really, really want to meet.
Yeah, well,
when did she come?
I bring it up because we were talking about her yesterday.
I think she sat in your seat.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
My contact. I'm never going to leave now.
No, she's great. Who else do you love? I mean, who do you get your inspiration from?
Ah, Gareth.
Thanks.
I'm very inspired by. Oh, you see, I see what you did there, Gareth. Now I was just—I was sighing, so yes, I was going to answer you. So
I'm
just
sorry
be patient.
That my name makes you sigh.
Oh, no, it doesn't. I'm inspired by lots of people.
Yes,
but I'm also inspired by my own creativity.
Yes, well, you've got a deep
and
well.
You're inspired by your own creativity.
Yeah. Sometimes
wow.
It just wants
that's
to
profound.
Shoot out of my fingertips and onto a page or into the world.
Do you sometimes not sleep at night because you've got so many ideas?
Yes, that is me. Get it?
Do you ever take sleeping medications?
Absolutely not. I wake up and I make a note or I stick something in my flip file.
Yes.
And then I can go back to sleep.
Flip file.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that flip file.
No, it's
you must
it's
be
like
very
a
organized.
Stunning thing. I'm very organized.
I imagine your house is very, very organized. You've got a place for everything and everything has a place.
And a label.
Labels.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Are you a bit OCD maybe?
Perhaps, yeah. Perhaps.
Yeah, just a little.
But I don't think it's a bad thing.
No.
No, not at all.
Because I'm still creative within the constraints.
God.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you ever find you go back and check? Because a lot of people with OCD, they have these rituals. And I have this where you sometimes think you haven't locked the door. And then you go back and check. And you drive down the driveway. And then you go, oh, did I really lock the door? And you go back again and check.
Did I leave the stove on?
And then you check that. And
or the glue gun
sometimes
on.
You
oh, yes.
Sometimes you can't even leave your house because it's kind of paralyzing. Does that happen to you?
Well, I don't get paralyzed, Gareth. Mm. But I do go and check because it'll be a disaster if I leave the glue gun on or the stove.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it has happened.
Yes.
Wow. So you've got to be careful.
And especially since Marianne sometimes, you know, is
she's
a bit
absent minded.
So you do have to.
So does Marianne.
You do have to check.
What is the worst disaster that has befallen you and Marianne during your years of DIY? Because it can be, you know, there's some hard, heavy duty equipment that you guys use.
No, you've got to be careful, Gareth, and wear your goggles.
Yes.
But we haven't had any major disasters, luckily. But the one disaster that happened was actually a blessing in disguise because it went viral.
What was that?
We were braaiing. We were making a braai pie. And something malfunctioned. I don't know. What happened?
You don't want to blame anyone as
well. I don't want to blame anyone. But there was a fire.
I saw that video.
Yes.
I saw that video.
And you know what? It was hilarious for many people.
Not for you.
Not for me.
You were worried.
I was worried. Burnt my whole umbrella.
Yeah, I saw it. It was very
the braai pie was a disaster.
Ugh.
Jeez.
So actually
but you know what? It was a blessing in disguise.
But you escaped with your life, which is the most important.
I did. And Marianne was there.
Did she
luckily
get singed? I heard she had.
She ran to the house pipe and turned it on.
Oh.
And then I sprayed it and the fire was gone.
Okay. There was another time where you had an incident with a bee. And you had to escape by jumping right into the
swing. I did.
Yeah.
But that was my own DIY solution in the moment because I didn't want to get stung. So I just jumped in the pool.
I thought it was very clever.
Yeah. Mm. Thanks. Mm.
Do you find a lot of men are intimidated by your knowledge of DIY?
Maybe, Gareth. Maybe that's why I can't get married yet. But you know what? They mustn't be intimidated.
No.
Mm. What's your ideal
man? I'm very
like
down to earth. Oh, he's this tall, dark, handsome.
Yes.
He must be creative.
Yeah.
He must love to entertain.
A bit of money because that helps.
He can have a bit of money, but money's not the most important thing for me, Gareth.
Yeah.
He must have his own transport. That's important.
Mm. Yes, yeah. You don't want to have to be giving him lifts or sending him Ubers.
No.
No.
And
you should have a toolbox, I think. His
own
tools.
He can have a toolbox and just a nice personality, a bubbly personality to match my own.
And doesn't leave his stuff lying around.
No.
Do you get people in your own neighborhood who stop you and now you're a celebrity and they make your day complicated? They ask you for advice.
Shame. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens, Gareth.
Because
but you know
in Somerset West, I mean, it's not a huge place.
No. It's part of it. You know, it's part of it. And I'm a good neighbor and I like to help people. And we take selfies sometimes in the shops.
That's very nice. That's very good.
I don't mind.
Where do you find that in South Africa you are most appreciated? Have you been to some of the smaller dorpies, for example?
You know, I have. And I was very warmly welcomed.
Mm.
For example, Bloemfontein.
Mm. Very nice.
Wow.
I had a stunning time there, guys.
The City of Roses.
And there were delicious restaurants there, guys. I was not expecting that.
No.
I was blown away by the cuisine.
Oh.
I really was.
Bloem cuisine, huh?
Bloem cuisine.
Who would have thought?
Didn't you recently, you were asked to join in like a boerewors competition or something?
Oh, it was an event.
Yes.
And we made boere sushi.
Oh, no.
What is it?
That sounds nice.
Sizzle? It's boerewors.
That's what you meant to say.
What is it, Sizzle?
Oh,
yes.
No.
It's boerewors rolled up in pap, cut in slices.
Mm-hmm.
And then you eat it like sushis.
Okay, so it's not raw.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no,
just checking.
No, I wouldn't eat the raw boerewors.
Diseases,
come on. But it's delicious. Going to add little toppings, grated cheese, some stunning caramelized onion, that kind of thing.
That sounds wonderful.
Lovely.
It was delicious.
So funny. I was sitting in your studio yesterday, I said, you know, we must get you on the show. And you didn't even tell me you were coming today.
I didn't know, Gareth. Don't tell me that. Tell me at the last minute. This is how the business is.
So who else have you got on your show? I mean, you invited me, which I thought was very sweet of you.
Oh,
who else
Gareth,
is coming?
There's so many stunning people. I've already met some amazing people, comedians, rugby personalities, musicians.
Rugby personalities?
Oh, yes.
Really, there are personalities in rugby?
They are. Peter de Villiers.
Oh, Peter.
For example. Chester Williams, one of my idols.
He's cool.
Oh,
he was gorgeous.
We like
him.
Who else?
And very funny. In the comedian arena, we've had some stunning guests. Cock Poseidon out, one of my favorites.
He's terrific.
Oh,
yes.
He's terrific.
Very funny
guy.
Oh,
I just love him so much. Who else? Jason Goliath, also very Lowell's.
We like
okay.
him.
Yes. Oh, we like him. Very clever guy.
Very, yes, very,
very
sharp.
Clever guy. Very sharp.
He actually fits your description for a man.
Perfect.
Unfortunately, he's married.
I tried. I asked him if he was single. He said, no, Suzelle. But he was sad when I asked him because we just met too late in life.
You had a connection.
Yeah. Timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
Yeah.
But, y'all, there's some stunning guests on the show. I'm still getting to meet some stunning guests. I'm so excited.
That's very good.
Yeah.
And are Comedy Central looking after you? I mean,
they
are notoriously cheap.
They're not.
No, they really are.
They're very nice. They make me tea and coffee.
You're not a high-maintenance lady.
No, I'm not. I don't need much.
I don't know. I saw you with a thermos flask, and I said to you yesterday, is that your coffee? And you said, yes, I brought it. But I really thought they could have at least given you a cup of coffee.
To be honest, Gareth, I bought that because it was so early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I just needed it in the car on the way.
Okay.
That's why I had it.
That's your story.
They're very nice to me. There's a makeup
They don't
artist.
Mind giving you coffee every now and then.
No, they give me lunch, stunning wraps and salads.
I heard they're charging you for parking.
No, they're not.
No?
And anyway, I don't even have my own car here. Get it? I'm from Cape Town, remember?
Yes. Do you drive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've got a bucky.
Oh, you got a bucky? Of course.
Wow.
Of course you do.
I've got a bucky. Just for all my DIY things, go in the back.
Heavy duty.
Not a heavy duty.
Do you have a ladder?
I've got a ladder. Step ladder.
Yes.
But I've got a bigger ladder in the garage.
And it's just two seats, so really it can be you and Marianne.
Exactly.
And you can get
everything
done.
Sing along. We go on road trips.
What kind of music are you into?
All sorts. Pop music, hip-hop music.
Really?
Hip-hop. Wow.
Any kind of music. I love to dance.
Yes,
as
that's
we established
true.
Yesterday.
You've got to watch the show. You'll hear all about what kind of dancing.
When do we get to see it?
So the show starts on the 12th of August. I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm.
So
6 days time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's at 9:30 on Comedy
That's
Central.
Right. On a Monday.
On a Monday evening, guys.
Right.
And it's, you know what? It's very light-hearted. It's filled with lulls. It's silly. We watch silly videos, fail videos, YouTube videos. Mm.
Apparently, here are some facts about Suzelle that you might not know.
Oh, right? Yeah.
First of all, if she had to enter a show like Idols, she would audition with a song, Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, eclipse, as in like clips.
Yes.
YouTube clips.
Oh.
Is that the pun on words?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who sent you this list, get it?
Apparently, she likes everything about Cape Town except the wind and seagulls.
Oh.
What's your problem with seagulls?
You know, they're very noisy.
Yeah.
I think they are quite arrogant.
Do you have a gun? Do you shoot them?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I love all living creatures, get it?
Before she dies, Suzelle would like to get 1 million subscribers on her YouTube channel. You must be close to that.
No, I'm not. South Africa is a small place.
Oh.
In comparison.
And you want to visit Australia?
I've done it.
To see a kangaroo?
I've ticked it.
Really?
I've ticked that box. And so, you know what? It was so fun. And I wasn't looking for a kangaroo. I was looking for a koala. And I never found one.
But you found kangaroos?
I never even saw a kangaroo.
Oh, no.
It was a very disappointing trip.
Next time you go, you should go to what they call the Wolof Park, which is the wildlife park. It's just that they say the Wolof Park.
Oh, okay. I'll go there.
And there you'll find koalas, Tasmanian devils, coyotes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So disappointed for you.
Dingoes. I was very disappointed. A dingo?
Yes, not coyotes.
You know
dingoes.
What a wombat is?
Yes. No. Is it like a hamster?
A platypus?
A platypus, yes, I know that.
No, a wombat is like a small kangaroo.
Is it?
No, a wombat is a big round.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking of a wombat.
It is, it looks like a very big hamster.
I'm thinking of a wallaby.
A big hamster.
Yeah, that's
right. A big hamster.
A very big, firm hamster.
And a platypus looks like, what is it?
It has a duck bill.
It's got like a beak, like a big flat beak, like a plate.
That's right, yes, like a plate.
Little legs and arms.
With webbed feet.
With webbed fingers and a big tail for swimming.
There we go. So you already know all these things. Mm. You believe that you'll be able to beat Justin Bonello. I mean, who couldn't really? I've met Justin Bonello. I could beat him in a street fight.
I could.
Easily, right?
He's a softie.
Yeah.
Completely. In his heart. But a stunning person.
You've done 102 videos. You work hard.
I know. Get it.
Very hard.
I'm exhausted.
And you've written 2 books.
Yeah. 3 if you include the diary that I made.
But you haven't published that.
I did.
Did you publish it?
It was called
diary?
The DIY diary. Okay.
And it was a do-it-yourself diary.
And it was a really stunning book.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Suzelle DIY, the book. And then Suzelle DIY, the recipes.
Yeah.
And then the
DIY diary. Exactly.
Wow, that's amazing.
But the recipe book, that's what we did this year, and it has been so stunning. Oh, I love that book.
People do love recipe books, don't they?
They do. And there's real nice recipes, and people think it's a joke book, that it's filled with joke recipes. I don't know why.
Oh, no.
No, it's a real stunning recipes, guys, with really nice things in there. I cook from it every night, basically.
South Africans do love a recipe book.
They do.
All right. Well, Suzelle, I'm really thrilled you could come and spend time
with
us this morning. I hope my coffee's decent.
It's delicious.
Okay, good, good.
Stunning.
Very good.
Thanks, guys. I had a wonderful time.
And it's always good to see you. And best of luck with your show starting on the 12th of August, Mondays at 9:30, Comedy Central Africa. Make sure you don't miss it.
Can't wait.
Thanks, guys.
Please send our regards to Marianne.
I will. Yes. She's going to be so jealous.
I'm so sorry that she couldn't make it.
No, I'm going
to
tell her.
Genuinely, I'd set aside about 10 minutes just to speak to Marianne.
Yeah, I'm going to tell her that Gareth says hi. She's going to blush.
Because we're still keeping this gift you gave us the first time you came here. It's a mug with your photo with Marianne printed on it.
You should be drinking your coffee
so
from
great.
This mug.
You guys look so gorgeous.
It's too precious.
There.
You know, what I'm worried about is that if I used this mug and it broke, God forbid, I would never forgive myself.
But you know what? I would send you another one, Gareth.
You would?
Just give me an SMS.
Have you got more?
I do. Oh, even updated ones in different outfits.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can make a whole collection.
Exactly.
You're stunning. Thanks.
See
you
how
so much
of a great friend Suzelle is to you, Gareth, already?
Someone says, please ask Suzelle if she's jealous of Marianne's hot Game Ranger boyfriend. Ooh, that's a good point. This one comes from Lianka.
I wouldn't say jealous. Look, she does spend a lot of time with him. Hmm. He is a nice person.
A bit
irritating.
Is he a bit irritating?
You know what? I'm happy for her. I'm really happy for her.
Really?
Mm. You don't sound happy.
No, I am. Can you see I'm smiling?
Cindy in Ireland says, hello from a big fan in Ireland. I love your videos. I subscribe to everything.
Wow. That's special.
Yeah, she is kind of special, Cindy. So.
Ireland, guys. Mm. I'm famous in Ireland.
It's amazing.
Isn't that nice?
I'm going to go
right,
there
well,
one
I'm
day.
Not gonna, I'm not going to read all these messages. There are so many, thousands of them.
Oh, get it.
I just can't. You know, it's, people just love you. So congratulations.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you, guys. You're the best.
And have fun in New York, you two.
Oh, can't wait. We're going to send you selfies.
We're going to set a date and make it happen. But well done. And the show is not to be missed. It's going to be terrific.
Thanks, get it.
All
thanks,
right, Suzelle,
guys.
Thank you
bye.
So much.
Well,
it's that time of year when we all feel we need some extra pampering. Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg hosts a comprehensive range of beauty treatments for women and for men. This month's specials include, oh, Leanne, do you
yes.
want to hear? A
yes.
Swedish massage.
By imported Swedish people.
That's right. Swedish massage. What else do we have? Let's see. We've got manicures.
Yes.
And more. There's also a matric farewell package. Yes. That's right. A microblading package and more up for grabs. You can find out all about this by going to skinsense.co.za. You can book your treatments and shop online. Check out the August deals from SkinSense Day Spa. If you don't know how to get there, go to cliffcentral.com and you will find the link right there on our main page.
Lovely.
Such good treatment. I'm going to go and book a massage right now.
Oh. I went for a facial last
you
week.
You did see it? Oh, yeah, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Tell us more.
It was 30 minutes of bliss.
I'm sure. So.
And I had a great therapist there.
Well done.
She and I cocked it up.
Mm. Yeah. Who did you have?
I can't remember her name
oh,
now.
Nice. You see, you're one of those
that's
people.
Nice,
huh?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I nice. Still don't know my barber's yes. name after 4 years.
Oh, that's true.
That's all he does. He just says, just wax my balls and don't talk to
hey,
me.
Hey. That's the end of the show. Look at the time.
Dreadful man. You're a dreadful man, Sia. Horrible.
It's good to be back, guys.
The worst. All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow between 6 and 9 o'clock.
This is CliffCentral.com.